So love him or hate him, that Piers Morgan always seems to get his nose into these controversies. I don't know, he's that desperate for ratings because he doesn't have them on CNN, so he tries to get involved in situations. And Charlie Daniels, who's a guest contributor at Newsbusters, has said this, why don't you go back to England, he's talking to Piers Morgan, straighten it out before you try to straighten out the United States of America. You know, it says, if Charlie Daniels goes on to say, if you had to go to war, who would you want to have watching your back, Phil Robertson or Piers Morgan? He also said to Piers Morgan, you wouldn't last 5 minutes in the swamps. Want to try it? He'll arrange it. And poor old Piers Morgan said he agreed. He doesn't do swamps. You know, I don't get it. These guys, Charlie Daniels and Piers Morgan, and the media is covering this stuff, are going back and forth. Yeah, Duck Dynasty is a big thing for A&E, just like Dog the Bounty Hunter was, and then Dog started to yap off some things, and he ended up getting canned from them, and then eventually came back. Big picture is looking at any of these guys as role models, as I've said before many times, makes you wonder, what kind of role models do we have out there? Whether it's Phil Robertson, Piers Morgan, or Charlie Daniels? I don't know. I guess they're a lot richer than I am, but would I sit down and rely on them for important life decisions? Nah, I don't think so. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.